From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Azerbaijan and Armenian separatist authorities in Nagorno-Karabakh region have reached an agreement Tuesday to end 4 days of fierce fighting over the disputed territory, according to Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan's defense ministry said in a statement after a similar announcement by separatist authorities in Karabakh, the military actions were halted as of 800 hours GMT Tuesday. This latest development comes as Azerbaijan said Tuesday that 16 of its troops had been killed in the past 2 days during fighting with the Armenian-backed separatists in the breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh region. The African National Congress has given President Jacob Zuma the support he needs to survive an impeachment vote called after South Africa's top court ruled that he had breached the Constitution. Parliament will later Tuesday debate and vote on a motion to remove Zuma from office after the Constitutional Court ruled last week that the president failed to uphold the Constitution by ignoring an order to repay some of the $16 million in state funds spent on renovating his private home. Syrian peace talks will likely resume in Geneva on April 11th. However, regime negotiators will arrive only several days later after the completion of parliamentary elections in the country, according to the UN Tuesday. The UN mediator, Stefan de Mistura, had previously said he wanted to restart those talks on April 9th. Meanwhile, Syrian state media and an activist group say militant shelling of a predominantly Kurdish neighborhood in Aleppo has killed at least 9 people. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Tuesday's shelling came amid clashes between militants and the Al-Qaeda branch in Syria. This is VOA News. Hostile Western forces are to be behind the Panama Papers. That's according to a state-run Chinese newspaper Tuesday, saying that media avoided reporting revelations about communist leaders and that it emerged that the law firm involved has 8 offices in the country. That scandal erupted Sunday when media groups began revealing the results of a year-long investigation into 11.5 million documents from the Panamanian law firm Mossack Fonseca. At least 8 current or former members of China's Politburo Standing Committee have been implicated. Meanwhile, China has imposed restrictions on imports of North Korean coal and sales to the north of jet fuel under UN sanctions imposed in response to Pyongyang's nuclear and missile tests. The sanctions announced Tuesday allow some of the imports of North Korean coal, iron ore, and other materials for civilian use. 2 weeks after the terrorist attacks in Brussels, President Obama and NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg marked the tragedy while reinforcing the importance of staying focused on the fight against the Islamic State militant group. This is President Obama.
We had an excellent meeting that started with marking the tragedy that had taken place in Brussels and reinforcing the importance of us staying focused on ISIL and countering the terrorism that has seeped up into Europe and around the world.
You can read more about the meeting between President Obama and the NATO Secretary General at voanews.com. Global economic recovery is still too slow and too fragile in the face of growing risks from a slowdown in China and subdued growth in developing economies. That assessment comes from the International Monetary Fund Chief Christine Lagarde Tuesday. She says the not-so-good news is that the recovery remains too slow and too fragile, and the risks of durability are increasing. She adds that the good news is that the recovery continues. We have growth. We are not in crisis. She made the comments in a speech in Frankfurt. The state broadcaster in Ethiopia says 28 people have been killed in severe flooding in 2 remote regions. The Ethiopian Broadcast Corporation reported Monday that 23 people were killed and 84 more were injured when a river that crosses Jigjiga, the regional capital of the Somali region, burst its banks on Sunday. Meanwhile, the death toll after heavy rains in Pakistan's northwest and in Kashmir rose to 71 Tuesday, according to officials. Meanwhile, rescuers are evacuating dozens of people that are still trapped by a landslide. 10 more people were found dead in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.